The next patient is Wanda Finch. The last name is F-I-N-C-H. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, who is referred for evaluation of the chronic kidney disease. Period. The patient has a history of left breast cancer in 1991. That was treated with surgery and chemotherapy, and the patient was taking PO medication for 5 years. The follow-up has been negative. She has a history of diffuse arteriosclerotic process. She has some coronary artery disease that is in the process of being evaluated by Dr. St. Louis. And also a subclavian artery stenosis was suspected at one time. Period. The patient is evaluated and treated by Dr. Alexander Torres, the rheumatologist. Because of the presence of Sjögren syndrome. Sjögren is S-O-J-G-R-E-N apostrophe S. At the time of the referral in October of 23, the creatinine is 1.4 and BUN is 19 with an estimated GFR of 38. The opportunity of reviewing the last 2 years of laboratory workup is consistent with a stable kidney function for a lengthy period of time. The patient has been treated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, meloxicam specifically, that was stopped in June of this year. The main complaint at the present time is that the patient has had three urinary tract infections in 1 year, and that concerns her very much. Period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis or quantification of the protein. We know that lately, the sedimentation rate and the C-reactive protein have been elevated. There is a CMP that shows that the serum albumin is decreased at 3.3 grams per cent. Period. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to the aging process. There is evidence of diffuse arteriosclerosis, and the patient has been obese most of her life, and she has an autoimmune process that could be playing a role in either tubular T-U-B-U-L-O interstitial disease, and less likely glomerular disease associated to Sjögren's, period. The patient has been exposed to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for a lengthy period of time, and that has to be also taken into consideration. We are going to order a workup for the chronic kidney disease, and we'll reevaluate the case afterwards. Number two, The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today was 158/90. The patient says that at home, those numbers are much better controlled. We are asking her to keep a log of the blood pressure, so we'll make adjustments in the therapy if necessary. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, and Sjögren syndrome, with signs positive for inflammation. Following number, a history of breast cancer. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, anemia, most likely associated to the chronic disease. We are going to order the laboratory workup and appointment in the future. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph, I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.